Open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Thank you, Jesus. Caught you. The pastor caught me. Hallelujah. Verse number 7 says, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. So as we're speaking tonight and we're teaching tonight, for whose benefit is it? Whose benefit? I want to hear everybody. 1 Corinthians 12. You know where that is in your Bible? Amen. Hallelujah. I'm just teasing. Thank you, Jesus. For to one is given the spirit of the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same spirit, to another faith by the same spirit. We spoke the other week about faith is the activator. Amen. To another the gifts of healing by the same spirit, to another the working of miracles. And tonight, we're going to talk about the gift of prophecy. The Greek for prophecy means to predict, but most of the time, listen to me, most of the time in the body of Christ, what you're prophesying and you're speaking is the word of God. Hello? Not that you can't foresee some things that are coming, but they're coming according to the word of God. Amen. So sometimes when I'm ministering to someone and I prophesy, God gives me a word for someone. He gives me a word from his word. Amen. And as that word comes, then you okay? All right. You got the upside down one on your face. I just want to make sure. Oh, there you go. I have there to predict, one of the things that the Lord is speaking to my heart about is predict, but when the Lord lays something in my heart to prophesy over someone, most of the time it's a word. It's a word from his word that he sends to encourage, to build them up, to comfort them. Amen. Just for example, yesterday there was a man that the Lord laid on my heart. And when I spoke him up, when I called him up, I knew why the Lord laid him on my heart, because he was really going through hell. And the Lord took me to his word, and his word encouraged, and the word was prophesied and spoken into his life. Amen. So as we look at this, you say, well, I don't know what to speak. Well, when somebody's going through something, we can speak an encouraging word to them. Let's remember again that even in prophecy, faith is the activator. Amen. So turn me to Romans chapter 12. As we establish where we're going. Romans 12:6. We're talking about prophecy. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Remember, faith is the activator. Amen? Amen? So sometimes with prophecy, and you're allowed to speak this sometimes it doesn't take a whole lot. Matter of fact, short words and short sentences are received better than long, detailed things, because nobody remembers what was spoken. Sometimes when the word of prophecy comes, it's just a sentence or two from the Lord to encourage and to lift up, not a book. I've had books spoken over me, amen, but it's hard to remember books, amen? Are you with me? But some have the proportion of faith to speak books, amen? So as we're learning the word and speaking God's word over one another and building each other up and encouraging one another, We do it according to the proportion of faith that we have. The first thing that we want to look up is not to despise. This is a trick of the adversary. When somebody operates in the gifts of prophecy, sometimes people have the mentality, well, I'm tired of hearing that from them. And the Lord says, wait. He says not to despise that. Matter of fact, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 14, in verse number 19, he says, quench not the spirit, despise not prophesyings. Amen? In other words, when I despise the prophetic word that was spoken, or if I hate the word that was spoken, I quench the spirit. Because it's the Spirit of God that prompted the word of prophecy. Amen? So he tells us not only that we're not to despise, but we're not to neglect. The Apostle Paul, in his writing to his student Timothy, in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 14, he says, neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. In other words, when you've been anointed and appointed to something, amen, don't neglect what you're called to do. The Apostle Paul was reminding him. He said, meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Amen. Thirdly, it's not to be rejected. Not to be rejected. Amen. The Apostle Peter in 2 Peter 1. Verse number 19. The Apostle Peter says, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well, that you take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. In other words, these men of God that wrote this were inspired by the Holy Ghost. It's not their words, it's God's word speaking through them. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Amen? So it's Spirit-inspired. Amen? God-inspired. We're talking about the gift of prophecy, predicting to speak forth the Word of God. It's not to be defected. And when I was talking about this, it's not to be taken out of context. And the prophecy in Revelations 1, this is a prophetic word to the church about the end times in the last days. Okay? What time are we in? We're in the end times. We're in the last days. So he says in Revelations 1:3, blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Amen. So as the word goes forth, and the word of prophecy is coming forth, it's not to be neglected. Amen. It's not to be rejected. And it's not to be defected. You know, so we look at this. He says, secondly, one of the things that the Lord was talking about in prophecy is not to deceive. Now, I want you to look with me in Isaiah chapter 30. Look at your neighbor and says, this is a learning moment. Amen. Verse number 8. This is the Lord speaking to the prophet. Now go write it before them in a table and note it in a book, that it may be for the time to come forever and ever. It's written in the book. It's a prophecy for the time to come and forever and ever. That this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Lord, which say to the seers, or see not, and to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things, speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceits. Tell us that everything we're doing is all right. Tell us that what we're doing is okay. And if it doesn't align with the Word of God, it's not okay. Are you listening? Yeah. Amen? God wasn't speaking just for the sake of talking. Amen? I believe the Lord means everything He says. Amen? We recognize that the Word of God is prompted by the Spirit. It's Spirit prompted. In Acts chapter 19. Verse number 6. The Bible says that when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. And there was about 12 of them there. And they began to prophesy. Amen? This is prompted by the Spirit of God. This is prompted by the Holy Ghost. As we're gathered in the body of Christ, we're talking about gifts in the body of Christ. Amen? And you're in the midst. Maybe you're in the midst of worship. And you're praising the Lord. And this scripture just comes in your heart. Really, it's just burning in your heart. Just go, Pastor, I believe the Lord. Let's place this word in my heart, this scripture. And the thing about it is this, listen to me. That one over there sitting in the corner, that may be the word that changes that person's life. And that person's life would not have been changed if you weren't obedient and acting in faith to allow the Spirit work through you. Amen? Hey, we're all in the same body. We all have parts. Amen? You know, I'm a strong, I'm not saying this to be prideful, but I'm a strong leader, but at the same time, I want you to be strong men and women of God also. Amen. I want to stir the gifts that are in you. I want the gifts that are in you to be activated. There's ones that are not being in operation, to let them come out and flow. Amen. Because you're called by God also. Just the same as I'm called by the Lord, we are all called by Jesus. Amen. Amen. I love it when grace is prophesied. I thank God for grace. Grace, the unmerited favor of God. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number, let's start at 7. Let's start at 9. Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us that did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost, sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Amen? Amen. In other words, we're prophesying grace. But you know what? We're also prophesying judgment. Ouch. Hello? Look at me in Jude. Jude. Verse 14. The word of God says, and Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches, which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts, and their mouths speak of great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. But, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lust. These be they who separate themselves sensual, having not the Spirit. But, beloved, building up yourselves in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life, and some have compassion, making the difference, and others save with fear. Amen. Pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Amen. Amen. In other words, there's a judgment to come and we can't skip the judgment. We talk a lot about grace, but God's going to judge this world. He's going to judge according to his word. Amen. Yes. And so each and every one of us are accountable to the Lord. Now, when I look at this, I said not to despise, not to defect, or not to defile. And turn me in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 as the apostle Paul is bringing edification in the teachers of the gift of the Spirit. Verse number one. He said, follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that ye prophesy. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto man, but unto God, for no man understandeth him. Howbeit, in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. But he that prophesieth speaketh unto men to edification, and to exhortation, and to comfort. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself. But he that prophesieth edifieth the church. Amen? And he's saying it's more brother. He would rather you prophesy. Amen? So if you're seeking one of the gifts of the Spirit, probably what would be one of the best gifts? We get the gift of the speaking in tongues. Not all the people, just because you're baptized and the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues doesn't necessarily mean you have the gift of tongues for a congregation. Hello? This is the word that God is speaking to the congregation, to you. When I'm speaking in the Spirit, I'm praying to the Lord. When a tongue comes from in the congregation, it's God speaking through you to the congregation. Amen? But it must be followed with interpretation. So there's understanding. So when we find the word of prophecy, he says, is to edify or to bring edification. And 2 Corinthians chapter 10, in 2 Corinthians 10, the Apostle Paul says in verse 8, he said, "For though I should boast somewhat more of our authority, which the Lord have given us for edification and not for your destruction, I should not be ashamed." Remember, for your edification is to build up. God isn't calling us to tear someone down. Even when we say, but fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating the garment that's spotted from sin, the Lord said, we do this in love. Amen? You know, we're here to build one another up. There's enough tearing down in the world. Amen? Secondly, for exhortation. And Titus chapter 1, verse number 9. He says, "Holding fast the faithful word of as he have been taught, that he may be able with sound doctrine, both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers." Amen. By the word of God. Amen. And we're going to be talking about this in, I don't know if it's next week or the week after, we're going to be talking about discernment. And that's probably the most important gift in the gifts of the Spirit, is discerning from what's from the Lord and what's not. Hello? Because there's a lot of chatter in the world today. And all the chatter is from the Father. Amen. Amen. And lastly, for comfort, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse number 14, the apostle is exhorting the church of Thessalonica. He said, "Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly. Comfort the feeble-minded. Support the weak. Be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for that is will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." So with the gift of prophecy, he is saying to us, as the it's according to the proportion of faith. It's not to be despised. It's not to be, you're not to be deceived, and it's not to be defiled. Amen. And in other words, God is holy. And you know something? God says that. Ding, I'm here. God is holy, and his word is holy. Amen. You ever recognize it's called the Holy Bible? Was that the Bible calling me, James? Yeah? Could you get it for me? God sent me an email. Hallelujah. Special message from heaven. Hallelujah. God's got a message for you, too. Amen. The message to you, the message is you, is that he's called you. Amen. Even since you were a little child, he hasn't changed his mind. He hasn't changed his mind about you. You hear me? Yep. All right? That he loves you, he's got a plan for your life. Yep. Amen? Not just mow grass. He's got a plan for you to mow the devil, not the grass, all right? But you get the grass until you get a hold of the devil, okay? Let's all just stand and thank the Lord for the word.